Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun, and see you later.
Sexy is boring. Let's be terrifying.
Hi, Corinne Cronfley here to tell you about today's sponsor, Sucrabay. Sucrabay is a women-owned and operated perfumery that is vegan and cruelty-free. Sucrabay is witchy and sometimes irreverent. Expect perfumes like Sweatpants Goblin, Not Today, Satan, and I Come From a Long Line of Terrifying Women. Sucrabay small-batch perfumes are not like any other, but are broadly split into five scent styles, including classic scents that pass the test of time, nerdy scents for all the self-professed nerds out there, witchy scents that are mysterious and potiony, goth scents for those who like it dark and mysterious, and femme scents, the classically floral and sweet scents, but we recommend them for anyone of any gender. You can even find Blood and Bone and Unknown Roads, which are two amazing scents for our dear friends over at Old Gods of Appalachia. Also, as an added bonus, right now you can get an extra free dram of one of their scents if you spend over $25 and by using our unique Magnus code by going to rustyquill.com/perfume and following the instructions. Thanks, and enjoy today's episode.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Mia Boberg-Winlough, Rowan, Ben Vatcher, Delta Tango, Catherine Weinberg, Victoria S, Elizabeth Brown, Jejun, C. Belly, Rebecca Gellunter. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Archives. Episode 118, The Masquerade.
Are you listening? Good. Case 0071304. Statement of Ivo Lensik. All right. Statement ends, I guess. Harold Silvana, number 0020406. You'll probably do. All right then. 0140207, Dylan Anderson. Yeah? Okay. There's plenty more on the pile.
Martin. Martin, open the door.
Sorry, Elias. I can't hear you. There's a door in the way.
Martin, I do not have time for this.
And maybe you should make time.
Unlock the door now.
I thought you had a key.
Martin.
I'm not going anywhere. I would hurry, though, if I were you.
Come on.
Right.
Shut up. It's just cobwebs.
There's no such thing as just cobwebs. I don't like it. Tough. Is this it?
Yeah. We plant the last of it here. Then this place will go up nice.
What's the range on the detonator?
Same as the last time you asked.
Where is everybody?
Preparing, I guess. Haven't seen any of them since the last of, or whatever the hell that was, went inside.
It's too quiet.
Could be a trap.
And if it is, I give this a squeeze. No more trap.
And no more us.
Don't fret it. And anyway, it's not like we're alone in here. Look, there's Prince Charles. Well, if he'd been in an accident. Or the Beatles. If they'd all been in separate accidents, like Ringo was in a horrible fire, or Paul was in a car crash. That's a classic.
Yes, Tim, I remember them. The waxworks are bad. Just keep an eye on them, and if they start moving...
Hit them with an axe.
Sure.
John?
Yes?
When you were, kidnapped, did you leave a tape recorder here?
What? I don't think so. Why? Is there... Oh.
Yeah.
For God's sake.
So where did it come from?
Not important right now.
Turn it off.
Yes, I'm aware.
Hello?
What are you doing?
That one. That one was Benjamin Hatendi. He went fast enough with the key.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you not just look into my head? Read my mind? What's wrong? Too busy trying to keep an eye on everything?
Tell me what you're doing and why.
I just thought I'd, you know, drop a couple of ideas in the old suggestion box. Turns out my suggestion is... fire.
And yet you haven't set the whole archives alight. So I assume this is... what's it called? A cry for attention.
Maybe I just thought it might hurt.
No more than you're hurting yourself by acting out.
Oh, that's it, isn't it? Martin's just acting out. I mean, Daisy's a rabid dog and Melanie's a potential killer. Tim's a rogue element, but Martin... oh, Martin's just acting out. He'll have a cry and a lie down and feel much better.
And if you're trying to convince me otherwise, then you are failing. Now, if you're quite done, I am very busy.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I'm not keeping you from the show, am I? Well, you head back. I'll keep myself busy here. Albrecht von Klosen is next, I think. It's quite an old one. Should go up very quickly.
Did John put you up to this?
You think I'm doing this for him?
No. It's just the sort of half-baked scheme he'd come up with. And I'm well aware that you'll do just about anything for him. I don't need to read your mind for that one.
Is it so hard to believe that I hate you as well?
No. It's just hard to imagine that you would act on it.
You think I'm what? I'm bluffing?
Oh, no. You've made that quite clear.
So what? I don't get to be angry. I don't get to burn things. Just run around making tea while everyone else gets to actually have feelings.
Please get to the point, Martin.
Maybe there isn't one. All right? Maybe.
Maybe you're just wasting my time.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
I see. That puts me in a difficult position.
Good.
You might want to turn the tape off, Martin.
How much longer?
I don't know.
The others didn't take this long.
The others had clear structural weaknesses. This room doesn't.
How hard can it be to blow up one building with all this stuff?
It depends. Lots of other buildings close around, and I was told to be careful.
Right. Fine.
So would you say this was supposed to be Churchill or Alfred Hitchcock?
Jowls like that could be either. I mean, the suit is... Tim! Leave it! We should know what's going on. How close they are.
We are not ready yet. If you start opening doors and they see you...
You're sure it's through there?
I'm pretty sure. I saw it a few times while I was here. They've knocked through most of the middle, hollowed it out, made a sort of auditorium.
How big?
I don't know. Big.
I mean, it's not a huge building.
I don't know. Tonight was my first time seeing it from the outside. At least in the flesh. I guess it does seem smaller.
You're sure this is the right place?
I am. This is definitely where they kept me. Although I don't remember quite this many waxworks.
All right. Just don't want to get this far and find out we're in.
This is the place. We need to see what's going on in there.
Just ignore it. We have a job to do.
Jesus.
What?
It moved.
Right, okay, if they're starting to, we've got to go.
No, it's just a flicker in his eyes. Look at this.
Look, if the waxworks are coming alive, we need to go.
Just shut up and look. Huh.
Oh, God. Oh, God, they're not waxworks.
What are you?
Christ. Tim, I think maybe we had better see what's going on in there.
All right.
On three. Holy. Yes. I suppose it is.
Done.
I think we might need all of it, Daisy. This place is, it's bigger than we thought.
Roger that. Give me a couple of minutes.
Sooner would be better.
What is it?
Fear fuels everything. Oh, of course they need it for a grand ritual.
What the hell is that thing? What's it doing to them?
I think... I used to call it the anglerfish. I knew it took the skin, used it to coat people made of sawdust and stuffing, but I suppose I thought it just ate the rest. But no. It had a museum to fill with waxworks. I guess you don't need skin to sing. To join the choir.
Sorry. Looks like it wants to know what's going on.
A pity. You know John listens to all of them.
What? You don't want him hearing your big evil speech?
Just wanted to spare you the small amount of dignity you have left.
Dignity? Oh, right, yeah. Like the dignity of being trapped in your flat by worms, or sleeping in the archives clutching a corkscrew, or fetching drinks for the thing that murdered your friend without you even noticing. Laughing at all their little jokes, then being left to wander impossible corridors for weeks.
Are you done?
Not even close, because I've been thinking. It's not like you got this all-seeing thing recently. You've had it the whole time. I remember the way you looked at Sasha after the attack. You knew it wasn't her. And I reckon you knew Prentice was lurking under the Institute too. And you did nothing. Why? Why?
Let's just get this over with, shall we?
What? Like with Melanie? Just that perfect bit of information to leave me a wreck?
Yes.
Well, I hope you've got something better than that pathetic dig at my feelings for John.
It's baffling, really. Such loyalty to someone who really treats you very badly.
Oh, is that supposed to be... What a revelation!
You know, I really should have gone for that. Found something that would finally manage to shatter that precious image you have of him. But, as you say, I am very busy at the moment. So I suppose I'll just have to go with what I had prepared.
Do it.
Your mother. She's always been... difficult, hasn't she? You take care of her for years, feed her, clean up after her, and now, with her condition degrading even further, she is the one that asked to move into a home, to have it left to the nurses. She's the one that refuses your visits.
She's always been...
strong-willed?
Stubborn?
No. No, Martin. You know the reason. Your mother simply hates you. You just don't know why. It's not your fault. Though I know that isn't any consolation. It's just bad luck, really. How old were you when your father left? 8? 9? When your mother began to sicken and he decided he was done with you both. Not old enough to remember him with any great clarity, especially when your mother refused to keep any pictures of him. She never recovered from that betrayal. He just tore her heart right out and took it with him. The thing is, though, Martin, if you ever do want to know exactly what your father looked like, all you have to do is look in a mirror. The resemblance is quite uncanny. The face of the man she hates, who destroyed her life, watching over her, feeding her, cleaning her, looking down on her with such pity.
Shut up!
Do you want to know what she sees when she looks at you? Don't burn any more statements.
Did you find anything?
Jesus, are you okay?
Do we have what we need?
I think so, yes. He didn't even have a safe, just a few locked drawers. It was easy.
We need to leave.
We need to kill him. Look at you. He needs to die.
No, I knew what this was going to be.
It's not just for you. If we leave him alive...
Melanie, please.
All right. Let's get thee somewhere safe.
So what do we do?
We can't help them. What, so we're just going to leave them to be skinned alive?
What do you want me to do?
You brought me in as a distraction, right?
What?
Let me do it. Go in, maybe you can get some of them.
Tim, contrary to what you think, I did not bring you here to indulge your death.
That's not what this is.
No?
No, you knew I might not be coming back.
I knew none of us might be coming back, but I'm not going to let anyone get killed for nothing.
Not except for those people in there.
They're already dead.
Not all of them.
I am losing you as well.
Look, whatever we're going to do, we need to figure it out now.
Fine. Look, John,
done.
What?
It's all ready. Here.
Oh, I thought you would want to do the honors.
Safer with you. You know when it needs to happen.
Right, okay. Come on, let's go. Tim, come on. This isn't right.
At least it'll be quick.
Tim, please. We have to go. Get back.
Behind me.
Will the audience please take their positions? Jesus!
Get the hell away from me!
Where's... No!
Don't...
Daisy! Daisy, it's me!
No! I said, don't move!
Daisy!
The Magnus Archives is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was written by Jonathan Sims and directed by Alexander J. Newell. To subscribe, view associated material, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Join our communities on the forum via the website or on Reddit at r/TheMagnusArchives. Thanks for listening.
Sexy is boring. Let's be terrifying. Hi, Corinne Cronfley here to tell you about today's sponsor, Sucrabe. Sucrabe is a women-owned and operated perfumery that is vegan and cruelty-free. Sucrabe is witchy and sometimes irreverent. Expect perfumes like Sweatpants Goblin, Not Today, Satan, and I Come From a Long Line of Terrifying Women. Sucrabe small batch perfumes are not like any other, but are broadly split into 5 scent styles, including classic scents that pass the test of time. Nerdy scents for all the self-professed nerds out there. Witchy scents that are mysterious and potiony. Goth scents for those who like it dark and mysterious. And femme scents, the classically floral and sweet scents, but we recommend them for anyone of any gender. You can even find Blood and Bone and Unknown Roads, which are 2 amazing scents for our dear friends over at Old Gods of Appalachia. Also, as an added bonus, right now you can get an extra free dram of one of their scents if you spend over $25 and by using our unique Magnus code by going to rustyquill.com/perfume and following the instructions. Thanks, and enjoy today's episode.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.